It's 8:55 and 30 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Time to check the commodity markets here on this New Year's Eve day. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Ellen, good morning.
Good morning, and happy New Year tomorrow to you, too.
Yeah, happy New Year to you, Ellen. And it looks like, so far, a little bit of negativity here on the grain side of things.
A little bit on the weak side. One thing that I will note is in 2015, grain futures started the year at the highs that we made for the entire year. So these anniversary dates are important ones. The first trading day of 2016 may be a low then. So we're keeping our fingers crossed at least. There's not a lot of news out today. It's a little bit of a lackluster day. I would imagine that the funds already have their positions realigned for this end of the year report to their holders. But what I saw this morning on the corn side, Brian, was Argentine plantings are about in line with normal at 78%. There's been a lot of talk that Argentina was awfully wet and that they seem to have played catch-up there. Export sales out of the U.S. have been pretty dismal, and again, export bookings came out this morning at 27.8 million bushels. Nothing to write home about. We seem, on a year-to-year basis, cumulatively, to be losing ground rather rapidly. On the bean side of things, all the talk about Brazilian dryness really the dry area in Brazil now is focused on that very northeast portion by year. That's a cotton and sugar producing area, not a soybean area. So we probably are not losing ground on soy production due to dryness at this stage of the game. The vegetative reports, the ones that are done by satellite, are still indicating very normal soybean yields in Brazil. And that says over 100 million metric tons, maybe 102 or 3. On the wheat side of things, Brian, the only thing that I can see is more talk about flooding on the Mississippi River and its tributaries. And so the wheat market's been a little bit brighter this morning, up about 2 to 2.5 cents, while the corn is down fractionally. But Kansas City wheat seems to be gaining slightly on the Chicago wheat. On the bean side, I didn't give any quotes there, Brian. January beans are about unchanged, but the other months are down 2 to 3.5 cents, with some of these back months, like the November, down 3.5 cents at 884.5. On the bright side of things, we had a late rally in the cattle yesterday. Really, it was a cash-led rally, and I like those kind of rallies. They're friendly. We saw some $134 cash yesterday in Kansas, Nebraska, and Iowa. I would imagine that muddy cattle are still bringing pretty big discounts. The nearby February live cattle has a gap at 139. We're under that this morning. However, we went pushing right up over the 62% retracement of that last down move. But the cattle market this morning is up about $2 in the December, which expires today, but down a quarter to a half in the back months. Feeder cattle are still on the plus side. Hogs down just a little. We've had awfully choppy hog action, about $5 price swings, pretty choppy there. A lot of resistance between $60 and $60.80 in the nearby February. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Have a happy new year.
Yeah, you do the same, Ellen. Thank you very much for that report on this New Year's Eve. A reminder, weather-wise, a flood warning remains in effect for Coles, Douglas, Moultrie, and Vermilion counties until 3:30 this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies in the forecast today with a high of 32 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, online at willag.org. It's 9 o'clock.